Stephen Mayne from crikey.com.au calls himself a shareholder activist. He's also a serial pest when it comes to election campaigns. He's nominated for federal and state elections before, as well as all sorts of boards and the like, and he's doing it again. Today is the last day to nominate for this year's federal election, and Stephen Mayne has decided to run again. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, John.
This time where?
Actually, my first crack at federal politics, this is, John. Higgins, Peter Costello's seat.
Blue ribbon liberal heartland. Why would you pick on that particular electorate?
Well, I guess I've been banging on about the big bank cartel and bank fees for a long time, and the Treasurer has enormous power in relation to the Banking Act, and just has done nothing in terms of reining in the banks, and so I sort of figured the way to finally draw his attention to this issue is to actually present to the voters of Higgins on a platform which says enough is enough. Our big banks have gone from being worth $50 billion to $264 billion whilst Peter Costello has been the Treasurer. That's all come from Australians. There's very little sort of export earnings or anything. It's just gouging consumers. And I want to send a message to Peter Costello to get tough with the banks.
About a week ago, I heard a whisper, which I've been unable to absolutely nail down and confirm, but apparently a group of people involved in immigration and refugee activism have been looking for a celebrity candidate to run against Kevin Andrews, the Minister for Immigration, out in Menzies, and they regard him as being vulnerable and someone who deserves to be challenged by people in the seat that is otherwise a quite secure Liberal seat. Why did you choose Higgins instead of some of the other more vulnerable places to run your campaign?
Well, Peter Costello, I guess he has my issues in his bailiwick. I'm not a refugees campaigner, although I live in Menzies. I used to live in Higgins. But I mean, my other big issue is poker machines, and Peter Costello's got enormous power in terms of the Banking Act again, and removing ATMs from poker machines and from pubs and clubs.
How many votes, what percentage of the vote did you score when you ran in the state election last November?
I've run twice in elections. I got a fairly miserable 1.33% last November, and I got 6.7% when I ran in the Burwood by-election in 99. So I'm averaging
4%. Which raises the question why you bother, and then why we talk to you too.
Well, I don't run necessarily to win, John. I run to try and bring pressure on to change situations. I mean, I run for corporate boards to try and affect change. And, I mean, an example of that is I ran for the boards of all the companies that were doing cash for comment deals with Alan Jones and John Laws, and all those companies stopped doing it, partly as a result of my campaign. So
I think you might be giving yourself a larger share of the credit, perhaps, than you deserve, but that's
what politicians
do. Well, I mean, you can always
argue these things, John, but I basically think that... another example, John, is Guns Limited, the big pulp mill company. I ran for their board 2 years ago on a platform that their executive chairman, John Gay, finally present himself for election. He hadn't done that for 10 years. And I said to him, I will run every year until you observe democracy and present for election. And he did the next year. So
I've got text messages, Stephen, saying, well, at least something interesting happening in otherwise a boring campaign. Look, in any democracy, it's good that people put their hands up, and good luck to you, as I've said to practically, in fact, I think, every candidate that I've interviewed so far. We'll see whether this sparks up the debate in Higgins. Stephen Mayne from crikey.com.au now announcing he will be an independent candidate in Higgins against Peter Costello.